بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب الشعر فبلاوي الشيخ أبو الرومي وقف تبريز دورة شيخ العلوم والعجم مدرسة حكيم محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مركزه ثناء شريف. The title is ديار مدينة. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ, نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ, ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ, ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر, شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر, شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر, وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر. اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ, ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر, ابو بکر و فاروق عثمان و حیدر, یہی تھے یہ پروانۂ شمع انور. ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر, یہی تھے یہ پروانۂ شمع انور. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفتہ آسمان میں, یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفتہ آسمان میں. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ, ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ. نشان نبی ہے, نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی, نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی, ہے قندیل پیبا نبی کی ضیا کی, ہے قندیل پیبا نبی کی ضیا کی. مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں. عجب حال قلب و جا جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، کیوں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر، فلک بوسگن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، فلک بوسگن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خونے وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین، صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. The basic thing is taqwa, that is what we understand to not disobey Allah Ta'ala. Fulfill all Allah's commands also comes in that, but all the gunas, to stay away from all gunas, that brings a person very, very close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, ulama have written that this was one main outstanding quality, that they abstain from everything which is haram. May Allah Ta'ala also give us tawfiq, and we get this, we are faced with this challenge all the time. That wherever we are, our thoughts also, even if we are lying in bed all alone, still our thoughts, all different thoughts come. To have taqwa there also. From our heart, what we think about other people, etc. And right here in the masjid also. When a person comes in, person looks at him, now all thoughts go through his mind. All that time also, looking down on the person, accusations of the person. So all this taqwa is a very, very great thing, and that is what we have to acquire. And the fountain source of it is Madinatul Munawwara, where Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, and Makkatul Mukarrama, the house of Allah Ta'ala, the Kaaba Sharif, and all the other efforts. That is why we become Ba'at also, we come to Majalis also, and also we go out in Jamaat, whatever it is. Basically, it is to acquire this taqwa. And round about 250 times or so in the Quran Sharif, the Quran has spoken of taqwa. So how important in the 30 Suparas, 250 times in various words, various ways, Allah Ta'ala has spoken about taqwa. And the more a person will have this taqwa, the more also his desire for Madina Sharif will grow, for Makkah Sharif will grow also. And also he will be blessed. A person who has taqwa, Allah will bless him with furqan, to differentiate and separate and understand things. not only all the time to go to for Umrah, for to go to Medina Sharif, but to see all other things also. There are other great necessities also, to see to everything. A person will have the ability Allah will give him to differentiate and see what is required at what time where. And this kayfiyat Allah Ta'ala brings within us, nazar dhoonthti hai diyare Medina, that my eyes are searching for Medina. That a person all the time, just where in Medina, the picture of Gumbat-e-Khizra, the beautiful green dome is in front of him, the picture of Masjid-e-Nabawi is in front of him, Medina Sharif, and he just desires that he wants to be there. And this can be achieved also in a very simple way, and that is by Durood Sharif. The more we will read Durood Sharif, the more the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into our hearts. The more the love of Sunnats will come into our hearts. The more the love of Madinatul Munawwara will also come into hearts. So, and we have to work towards this. That our thoughts are all the time that I just want to go to Medina. Though I'm not going, I'm not staying there or anything, but every Muslim's desire must be from the heart to be in Madinatul Munawwara. And at the same time, the work of Deen has to carry on everywhere in the world. So though a desire is there, but we don't just work on our desires also. And there were many people, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also went with the niyat of hijrat to Medina Sharif. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed him that your work is in India. You go back to India. And many other buzurgs like this also who wanted to stay there, but you go back to your country and you go and work there. So the work of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very, very important. Hey, dil o jaan be qarar e Medina. My heart and my soul is restless for Medina Sharif. So that must be our kaifiyat all the time. And on this we can, every one of us, check ourselves, is that in us? Does the thought of Medina Sharif come to us? Do we think of it? We should be restless and we have to work towards it and make dua also. And feel that afsos in us, that sorrow, that why isn't this my condition? That why am I not restless for Medina Sharif to go to my Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam? Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar. Hazrat now draws our attention. Look at the Mount of Uhud. And what do you see? Not only the mountain, but the scene of bravery. That how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum fought back in the battle of Uhud. And how many of them became shaheed? In one day, 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave their lives. They wrote their love for Allah Ta'ala and the love for Islam and for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With their blood they wrote that love. They gave their lives for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is where the person sees the Mount of Uhud, then he should think of that. Yeah, in this battle, initially Muslims suffered a setback. And then they were asked to go out. And who was asked? Those who were injured in this battle. They were the ones who had to go back now and go behind the kuffar. So what a sacrifice. When they were like, just after today Allah make me maaf also for this example. But if you play one soccer match and then after that they say immediately you must play another match. That also we won't have this strength and stamina. Though unfortunately we have made the sports our God today. Allah forgive us, Allah guide us. But it was better. It wasn't some sport. And they just finished one battle, they hardly rested, hardly returned home. And those who were injured were asked to come out again. What a sacrifice the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. We cannot imagine what their lives were. Shaheedo ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. Look at the scene of the blood of the shuhada of Uhud. That how they gave their lives. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Hazrat Hamza, Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of all the Shuhada, how all of them gave their lives here. Who are here? And the other side again, if you look. Who are here? Saamne Sabz Gumbat ka manzar. There in front now is the scene of the beautiful green dome, where, of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. And that should be also, a Muslim should cherish that. that it should be in his heart all the time. A picture is on the wall, well and good, but more than that, in his heart all the time. And our thoughts going to Madinatul Munawwara. Usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. It is there where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, the king of the two worlds. And that great Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, where his body is touching the ground, that ground is more valuable than Kaaba Sharif, than the Arsh of Allah ta'ala. What, how great isn't there? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are that only fortunate ummah that we know exactly where our Nabi is. Anytime a person can work towards it, book his ticket, and he go and make ziyarat of his Nabi. The Christians, according to them, wrongly, that he was crucified. We know that he's in the heavens. We can't go there. The Jews, Musa alayhi salam, they don't know where he is also exactly. But our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is absolutely no doubt where we know exactly where he is. And also, that part of Medina is even more superior than Jannat also. The Jannat, sir aankho pe, on top of our heads, we love Jannat, we want Jannat, the expression of Allah's pleasure, Jannat. But Jannat at this moment hasn't got Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it. And Medina Sharif has got Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are that fortunate people. Allah gives us tawfiq, we go there. And we are by Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. Abu Bakr o Farooq, Uthman o Haydar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. These great, great personalities. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they are there with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we go there, we have this great opportunity of reading salam to them also. And Allah Ta'ala has kept them right next to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Qiyamah. No matter what the people speak of, say, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, but there they are. And they will be there, and from there they will wake up on the day of Qiyamah and come out from there. And just to think of that they are walking next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam also. He will come back and he will be buried in the Rauza Mubarak also. So they will be walking, the four companions, like that. Allahu Akbar. And then just take a little walk and we can meet, go to the qabr of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jannatul Baqi also. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And these people, who were these people? Yahi the, ye parwana shami anwar. These were the moths on the flame of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like a moth gives its life on that flame. All the time flying around, gives its life there. Like that, these were those four Sahaba who gave their lives. And then Allah honored them also. In that order, they all became the Khalifas also. And they took Islam to great, great heights. So this great, great honor, Allah Ta'ala blesses us also with, that we can go there and we see the qabr, and so to say, with our eyes of the heart, we are looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. What a wonderful. And at the same time, Allah give us tawfiq to think of the great sacrifices they made. They did not just acquire like that, they made very great sacrifices. And that should be inspiration for us, that we also make some sacrifices, that we differentiate between halal and haram, jais and najais. Allah give us tawfiq. Yehi se to Islam phaila jahan mein. Allah chose Madinatul Munawwara for Islam to spread in the whole world. If Allah wished to, it could spread from Makkah to Mukarrama also. But Allah, in His wisdom, and Allah knows, Allah chose the Ansar of Medina. And what a choice also. And these people also, one Sahabi, one Ansari Sahabi, what qualities Allah had blessed them with. The Muhajireen also, who came, what sacrifices. Allahu Akbar, we can't imagine it also. It seems it's out of this world what sacrifices they made. Medina ka shohra hai haft asma mein. Madinatul Munawwara, the fame of it is in all the seven heavens. Everywhere they are all speaking, and why not when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, naturally. With regard to Hazrat Abu Zar, رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ موسٹ پرابلی جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام آس نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دیٹس ابو ذر ازنٹ اٹ سو ہی سیڈ یس سو ہی سیڈ ہاؤ ڈو یو نو ہم یو پیپل لیو ان دی ہیونز ہی لیوز ہیئر آن دی ارتھ He said that he is more famous to us than what is famous to the people of Medina. So also whatever we do with sincerity, that those people will be close to Allah Ta'ala, close to His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also. The people of Taqwa are those people that Nabiyya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, they are the closest to me. Wherever they can be, whoever they are, whoever has got Taqwa, that person is close to Nabiyya Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی اینڈ مسجد قبا شوڈ ٹرائی اینڈ وزٹ آن اے سیٹرڈے پرٹیکولرلی اینی ڈے وی کین گو بٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یوز ٹو گو ریگولرلی آن اے سیٹرڈے ٹو گو اینڈ وزٹ مسجد قبا سو دس واز دس از سائن آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as well that it is when نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made ہجرت he first came here and the first masjid was built there مسجد قبا and one particular thing Allah Ta'ala refers to that the people of the musallis of Masjid al-Quba are those people who do their taharat their purity very well they are very particular with their istinja and their purity from there also we should learn that to try and make our istinja properly that all the urine drops etc to get clean ourselves properly what is called istibra that we make sure that the drops have come out and then use today's tissues that we use that a person uses that so that the last drops can also be drawn out and then we make our istinja properly and Allah praises the people the musallis of Masjid Quba hai qindil taiba nabi ki ziya ki and these are the chandeliers of the light of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam Masjid Quba has a particular great significance and also not just to get the thawab of one umrah we go and make the two rakats but in the love that this was what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in that love we should go that thawab of one umrah and that is on its place but more for in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam مدینہ کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں اینڈ وی سی دا ڈورز اینڈ والز آف مدینہ شریف اینڈ وی انویسیج دا اولڈ مدینہ مدینہ آف دا ٹائم آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بٹ ایون ناؤ دوز والز ایٹسٹرا دیٹ دا نور وچ از کمنگ ڈاؤن از اسٹل دیئر So we should look at it and think also, or in another place, as Hazrat explained, as though we are seeing the houses of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as though we are seeing their houses. So it should be as though we are seeing their places. عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. And we find that our heart's condition, heart and liver literally, heart's condition is different. Just so happy to be in Medina Sharif. So happy to be in Masjid Nabawi. So happy to go and read Salatu Salam. And so happy to be pushed away also by the guards. No problem, they push you away also. That also, a person might think, I'm a big shot, I'm somebody. Yeah, they just move. You know, no big shot here. No matter whether dunya-wise, deen-wise, for them, they don't know who you are. They just push you. And for the sake of the love of Nabi, I came, they pushed me away, no problem also. No fighting, no argument with them, no nothing. We just carry on. So, just that happiness, just to be, just the thought of Madinatul Munawwara is extremely valuable. The thought of any buzur brings noor in the heart. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, and the thought of Sayyidul Mursaleen, the thought of it, and to have this love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this desire all the time, what a great thing. Ye maskan hai Shahi Madina ka akhtar. Hazrat addresses himself, saying this is the resting place. This is the place of sukoon of the king of Medina, where one of the battles and the booty came, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving lot of all the booty. And the Ansar felt that they are being left out. So they felt a bit upset. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finally told them, these people will be taking sheep and goats and camels with them. You will be taking Allah's Nabi with you. Allahu Akbar. Allah had inspired Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah made it his resting place, Madinatul Munawwara. The Sahaba, the Ansar also feared that when Makkah Sharif was conquered, that now maybe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stay over back in Makkah Sharif, where you were born, where you grew up, you would like to be there. He said, no, my place is with you people. Allahu Akbar. That shows also the great fazilat of the Ansar. What a great position they have in the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My living and dying is with you people. And they made what sacrifices also. Allahu Akbar. One Ansari, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. What great sacrifices they made. Falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. It is as though the sky is kissing the ground here in Madinatul Munawwara. The sky is so much in love with Madinatul Munawwara, and why shouldn't it be? Everything, all the birds and everything, all are in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. Everything is busy in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We don't understand. That's our shortcoming. But everyone. So the sky also is so much in love with Madinatul Munawwara as though the sky is kissing the ground of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this true love of Madinatul Munawwara, of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then see to follow sunnah how a person will cherish sunnah. He won't be able to give up any sunnah. Every sunnah, he will become a die hard for it. He will just want to give his life for each and every sunnah. And really, as ulama have explained, that to win people over, like namaz, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, that you get people to make namaz. And you'll see when they make namaz, you don't have to tell them to give up sins. Sins will go out. The effect of namaz is, namaz will take out sins from a person's life. And the more we correct our namaz, the more our namaz is correct, the more sins will go out of a person. So that is, one is to make an effort, tell the person, don't do this, don't do that. And they love doing all those things very hard. But the other effort is, tell them to do this, which is easy. And once you do that, then all the other things just leave or go out of a person's life automatically. We see in Jamaat, they don't speak about hardly any that this is haram, this is najais, no bayans on that. But a person spends reasonable time, and you see all those things going out of his life. Spend our time correctly with the correct intention, you see all those things going out of his life, out of his family's life. And then what big sacrifices they make for the sake of deed. So this is the to bring the love of Madinatul Munawwara, the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala, and this will bring everything else also with it. May Allah give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala ka kalam, mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai Ahe Sahara ne.
سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیا عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیا عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں، خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے، بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے، حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن، حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن، بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے، بتا ناداں کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے، جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں، جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں، کیوں مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہارا نے، مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے، جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں، جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں، نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے، نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے، کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا، کسی کی آہ مظلومی سے وقت ظلم ڈرنا تھا، ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے، ہوئے ہیں خانہ آباد ظالم جس سے ویرانے، ستایا عمر بھر بو جہال نے شمع نبوت کو، ستایا عمر بھر بو جہال نے شمع نبوت کو، مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے، کہاں تک ضبط غم کہاں تک ضبط بیتابی، کہاں تک پاس بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے، کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردانے، نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، نہ کرتا حقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی، مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے، تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ پر، تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ پر، کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے، کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے، نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم، نہیں ہے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستان غم، وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے، وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے،
آخری شعر ہے،
وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے، سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے، دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے، دا آہ دا کرائز ان دا جنگل دا سالیٹیوڈ ہیو گیون می دا کلوزنس آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے، دیا کرتے ہیں ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. دا وی ہیو ہرڈ دیٹ ان خانقاہز ار دی ٹیونز آف دی لو آف اللہ، دا کپ بیئرز گیو دا لوز آف اللہ جگ اینڈ دا گوبلس آف وائن آف دی لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. So these are the places where we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also proof from the Qur'an al-Kareem. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Under this ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, the Mufassirin have mentioned that these are the places, the khankas, where a person will go and gain the love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who goes to that heaven, he enjoys himself. And he gets intoxicated with that wine, and the people continue to giving them, because why? They are getting more money, and their drinks are getting finished, and they are enjoying themselves. What do they know about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So just like when a person comes here, we don't get intoxicated with wine, na'udhu billah, but we get intoxicated with the love and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خلاف راہ سنت کو جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے، وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. Those that have become intoxicated but they are going against the sunnah, outwardly they seem to be the lovers of Allah, but internally they are very very shrewd. And there are no shortage of such people. Many a person who leads people astray and they are khilaf sunnah. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, you know, if you see a person, then look who his person who he is connected to. And we'll find throughout the chain, those people have connected to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very unfortunately, we will find people that do not perform salah or jamaat. And you ask them where they perform salah, they said, no, we read in Madinatul Munawwara, we read in Makkatul Mukarrama. So, and they look for good meals after that. So tell them, no problem, that you eat the kajur of Madinatul Munawwara, drink the zamzam Makkah. You see, after 2-3 days, they'll come begging to you and say, no, because make us maaf. One friend of mine, we told him one incident where, a similar incident where a person was on the wrong path, a false buzruk, and women started coming and kissing their hands. So one person, all my friends went and he observed all this, and then he invited them to go for salah. So they all looked at him and said, "You carry on." He came back and he found these people seated in the same situation. So he asked, "Where did you read namaz?" He said, "The Hazrat was there, so we couldn't go." So we Hazrat in namaz, Hazrat in Madinatul Munawwara. So my one friend commented, he said, "That person, we should rather go and report him to the Saudi authorities. We go Umrah twice in 1 year, they'll charge us 2,000 riyal. So every namaz they're going free, rather report them." جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بنا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے اللہ تعالیٰ alone knows the world in which the عارف lies. How can a non-عارف know of the position of an عارف? This is the true عارف, and the person who is recognized of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One share that the couplet says that Jannah is still far, we still have to pass his life of this world, the qabr and hereafter. مگر عارف وہ ہے جو دل میں لیے ہوئے ہیں. That عارف is that who has taken Allah in his heart. If you got the creator of Jannah, what you say. So here we'll come to the khankas, we learn the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learn the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something very, very important to bring sunnah into our lives. One, An-Nasiha, edition number 70, Hazrat Daud Barakatu has written over there, that even if the kuffar have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will find the sukoon and peace that they are looking for. Even if they don't bring iman, but yeah, if a person follows the sunnah, inshallah, and this is the tariqah that we will find, we'll come into the khanka, and inshallah we learn more sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haseenon ko ke ajar jayenge jab jughrafaniya ایک دن بتا نادا کہا جائے گا اپنے دل کو بنانے. When the geography, appearance and shape of the beautiful woman will change one day, O ignorant person, where will you go to satisfy your heart now? Unfortunately, this is one of the obstacles in the line of tasawuf, whichever line of ibadat, where woman is an obstacle, the love for woman, the beauty of woman. But you should understand, today they are young, they are beautiful, but one day they will become nanas and dadas, and their teeth will fall off, and the bones will sunk in, and then the geography, this whole system will take place. So understand, ordinary person, how can you satisfy your heart with such people? Towards the end, it is mentioned, تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب سکتہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن سکتہ غم کے سودانہ. The تجلی, the lighting of Allah Ta'ala descends on a broken heart. You mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, Allah Ta'ala is with those whose heart has been broken. In other words, those people who sacrifice their desires. Outwardly you will see in today's times of fitnas, now where people will be celebrating, where it is now the public holidays that are coming up, a person is tempted now, just go and celebrate, not to say celebrate Christmas, but to have a holiday and to be passive spectators. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man kasara qawmin fawa minhum, man kasara sawada qawmin minhum fawa minhum, that whoever increases the numbers of people, he'll be regarded as such people. So people say, no, I'm just going to spectate, I don't want to be part of them, I'm just going to see. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, but looking at them, increasing the numbers, you always be part and parcel of them. So yeah, a person, now we in a khanka, or we go out in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the desire comes, oh, so and so is gone for a holiday, gone to a certain resort, or he's gone to a certain place and enjoying himself. So we sacrifice all those desires, and for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala is with us with a broken heart. How many times during this heartbreak, as nafs is with every person. Every person has a nafs. And many people make this dua, that, oh Allah, remove this desires from me. Then what is the object of having taqwa? Taqwa is the more desires you have, then you throw it into the furnace of taqwa, this will become the fuel of you reaching close, more quicker towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more taqwa we have, inshallah, the more fuel it become to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we break our desires. وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرہ اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں پیغانے. those that criticize the lovers of Allah, who akhtar, are such people that are unaware of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Rabbani Mujaddid Al-Fasani rahmatullahi has written that when a person, when Allah ta'ala becomes happy with a person, then that person looks at his own fault. And when Allah ta'ala becomes angry with a certain person, then he starts looking at the faults of others. And even worse, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah has mentioned, the worst thing is to do is to criticize the mashayikh, the ulama, to look in and to search for their faults. Such a person, because of ghalat fahmi, because of wrong understanding, he becomes distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from such conditions.